USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thousands of Cubans marched in Havana and elsewhere on the island Sunday to protest food shortages and high prices amid the coronavirus crisis in one of the biggest anti-government demonstrations in memory.
We are here for the repression because they are killing us with hunger. The houses are falling and we have no homes. They have the money to build hotels while letting us go hungry.
Some of the most high-profile people in media, finance, and technology descended on Idaho's resort town of Sun Valley in private jets last week to address climate change. There were so many private planes, the FAA reported it briefly held planes on the ground at their departure airports to avoid congestion in the airspace around Sun Valley. The private conference is a summer camp for billionaires taking place since 1983. Notable attendees this year included Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We all dreamed as children having our own spaceship to bounce around the solar system. To some billionaires, that dream is starting to take shape. Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lifting off from Spaceport America in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Branson was among three other mission specialists who reached speeds three times the speed of sound.
So just imagine a world where people of all ages, all backgrounds, from anywhere, of any gender, of any ethnicity, have equal access to space. And they will, in turn, I think, inspire us back here on Earth. If you've ever had a dream, now is the time to make it come true. And I'd just like to end by saying, welcome to the dawn of a new space age. Thank you.
Sunday's launch was pushed back about 90 minutes from its original start time. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As billionaires start taking trips into space on their own private crafts, that spells good news for everyone that wants to experience space. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
Billionaire Richard Branson blasted into space on Sunday morning, joining three other passengers aboard a Virgin Galactic rocket. The flight is a landmark for Virgin, who plans to begin commercial space flights in 2022. Veteran astronaut Tom Jones believes the launch is a big step towards creating that industry. The veteran of four space shuttle missions tells Fox News that Virgin's suborbit flights can actually open up space travel to more people.
It's a great step forward because it's the opening of the door to space tourism, and that's a new expansion of the economy in space. We go from communication satellites and weather satellites and transmitting phone calls through space. Now we're opening up the doors to tourism. There have been 8 tourists to visit the International Space Station, but because of this suborbital venture, Virgin Galactic, the trip is shorter, but it's cheaper, and so it opens access to a wider population of prospective space travelers.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The world's largest astronomy museum is opening in Shanghai, China on Friday. With no straight lines or right angles used throughout, the structure is instead formed in 3 overlapping arcs that allude to the orbits of celestial bodies. The 420,000 square foot Shanghai Astronomy Museum will house exhibitions, planetarium, an observatory, and a 78 foot tall solar telescope. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.